Welcome to Illy's Coffee Talks, the podcast featuring creative entrepreneurs in the Basel area over the best cups of coffee in the best cafes. Today we welcome Sarah, a traveling yoga teacher in her own country, passionate about design and self-love. Her biggest inspirations as yoga and meditation teachers are Michael James Wong, Johnny Pollard, Young Ho Kim. She loves to listen to Abraham Hicks. Meditation is her daily drug. And she also likes to travel far away. Her favorite thing is to soak up the sun on a beach somewhere. She's originally from a little village next to Thun and has been living in Basel for about 6 years. We met when we were both working at La Manufacture a few years ago. The little hipster, hipster burger restaurant in Gundeli. And together, a couple years later, with Yasmin and Bianca, we created Dryland Yoga and the Dryland Yoga Festival that took place last year for the first time and will happen again in the fall this year. We'll be announcing the date very soon. Sarah, welcome. And thank you for being here. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Thank you for inviting me. No, it feels really good. Thank you. Maybe I explain a bit more about how I came to yoga or why I am a yoga teacher. And first, maybe I just tell you the name of my company. It's Yogara. And Yogara comes together from yoga and my name, Sarah. So it's pulled together. It's yoga and Sarah is Yogara. And yeah, I founded that company 2 years ago, but that was not my original idea to become a yoga teacher. I am a trained interior designer originally, and when I finished my studies, I was so exhausted because like it had been so tough that I didn't know what to do with my life, so I went to travel and for a pretty long time, actually. And on that journey, I realized over and over again that I just felt so uncomfortable with the idea to go back home and to work in an office. It really like made me, I was afraid to do it actually. Like everything in me got really tense when I thought about that. And I thought that just could not be the solution. So I went to Cambodia and there I did a meditation and yoga retreat, and that was when I came back into contact with yoga. I just only did it before when I was a child. So yeah, I did that, and then I came back home and I decided to just go and work in a coffee shop, and all I did was working there and visiting, like going to yoga classes every day. And over that time, I realized that yoga really gave me something. It really made me, it filled me with joy. And that the ones of you practicing yoga might know that famous after yoga bliss. And it's really a thing, like you come out of a yoga class and you just feel good most of the time. You feel centered and you're like home and yourself. And yeah, over time I realized that that feeling is so precious that I wanted to be able to give that to other people too. So this is how I decided to become a yoga teacher. And then I made the decision to go to Costa Rica and do a yoga teacher training there. And I went there all alone. It was a big adventure, of course. And I learned a lot about me and life. And then I came back and started here to teach yoga more or less 2 years ago. And yeah, that's that about their journey to how I came to yoga or how I came to teach yoga. And that's what I do for the last 2 years.
And I remember that when you came back from Costa Rica, you were, for you it was kind of clear that you didn't want to teach in a studio right away, or maybe never, or what you wanted to build your own thing, right? At the Hafen, for example. Do you want to talk about that?
I just had the idea, well, in Costa Rica, we had that super nice terrace overlooking the ocean, and we did yoga and meditation there every day. And it was so nurturing to just look out into the sea and be outdoors too, and just live with the noise of nature. It made the yoga practice even better. And so when I was there, I thought, like, either I have to stay there because it's so beautiful, or I have to find a similar place back home too. And then one day I had the idea that I could go and teach here, open air too, in summer times. I just had to find the perfect place for it. And then suddenly I just knew that it had to be at Hafen, which is like a very alternative area or place where so many people are welcomed, old and young, and whoever you are, you can go there and you will feel comfortable. It's so mixed, and it's so so many things happen down there, so many projects, like theaters and art and coffees and bars and parties. It's so mixed, and it's so even open to families. And suddenly I knew that that was the place for me to start. And then I didn't think a lot about studios. It just felt clear for me that I wanted to first start on my own, to just find out how it feels for me to teach, what it is. And I didn't feel ready to sign up in a studio and to promise something, because I didn't know whether I wanted to teach for a longer period or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. What do you have a regular day now?
I don't really have a regular day. Like, every day looks a bit different. I think you maybe feel with me.
Yeah.
Most often, what is the same every day is that I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I cook my tea, and I sit down to meditate. It's like, that's how I want to start the day, and that's what I do since like 6 or 7 years now.
Wow.
I get up every morning, I do my, oftentimes it was about 15 minutes what I did, guided by Abraham Hicks, a meditation. And now I do Abraham Hicks meditation, a guided one, and then a free one, because I'm also getting, I am becoming a meditation teacher too. And Johnny Pollard, which I mentioned before, or Ophelie mentioned him, is teaching me how another technique to meditate, so I try to practice that a lot too. So that's what I do in the mornings. I meditate, and then I mostly do a bit of journaling afterwards, because that makes me really feel good, and then I just write down things that make me feel good. So after that, I'm so happy and I'm really set up for a day. Yeah. I'm ready for the day. And then it depends whether I have to teach in the morning, or I go to a yoga class, I go for a run, I go to have an appointment, whatever, or I work on projects I have for Thailand Yoga or for Instagram, for posting. It's all a lot of work, you know, and you know. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I always have a lot of things to do. I'm never bored. I don't know. It's like, it's hard for me to take breaks and to not do anything. Yeah, so, and on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I travel to Thun because I work with my mom too. We are about to write a book, and then I teach their yoga too, and then I travel back. So, yeah, I'm busy all the time.
Yep. And that's why you're traveling in your own country. You teach
exactly
a little bit all over.
Exactly. I teach in Bern too. I have a super cool group there. It's a communication firma that I'm teaching yoga to, and in Thun I am in a studio, and yeah, I'm a bit all about the country, all around the country.
And you love to always discover new yoga studios in your country or other countries, and for you, how it looks is really important from a design background, right?
Yes, and also, like, I love to discover new studios, because also it's really important to me to have the inspiration of other yoga teachers teaching, and I have to keep my passion and love for yoga alive to be a good teacher, because that's what brought me to teaching, and I have to keep that fire burning. And also, I'm so anesthetic. I need photos to be nice. Mm-hmm. I need places to be nice. I need to, sometimes just to have a better atmosphere, I put things in a corner, or I move furniture, or mm-hmm. like the places in which I teach need to be nice, and the places mm-hmm. in which I go, I mm-hmm. choose them because they look nice or yes. whatever. I'm a lot about that's that interior part about me will always be there, and it's a passion too, but it's just not my profession at the moment.
But somehow it mixes.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somehow I bring it with me wherever I go mm-hmm. and whatever I do.
And more with, for example, or that's what's popped into my mind, with Ahoy Ahoy, this shop in Basel that you teach at. It's also very, very nice what they sell and how it looks like.
Yes, so a lot of interior stuff, actually, and mm-hmm. a lot of... originally, it was always my dream to have a little coffee shop and then to sell some interior stuff there mm-hmm. too, like mix it up. And once I got a yoga teacher, I thought, well, I need a coffee with interior stuff, and in the back it needs to have like a room for yoga. Yeah. And now I realize that I don't have to do it all on my own, mm-hmm. but I do teach in an interior shop. I do teach in a coffee place, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I somehow manifested that those dreams, but I don't have to make it all on my own, which would be mm-hmm. a bit too much maybe.
And somehow you got to know people, and that's what got you where you are.
Yes, and I I didn't grow up in Basel, as you said before. I didn't know anyone here. I did my studies, of course, but most of the students were people coming from abroad too, not people living here and bringing me connections or whatever. I had a few connections to the Haven area where I teach in summer times, because I worked there in a restaurant too for a summer season. But it's a lot of very happy incidents that just brought me to the place I am today. And it's more about my curiosity and going and asking, and people being passionate about yoga too. And
yes.
giving me the chance to teach in their rooms, you know. It's not that I'm born with those connections.
Yes.
It's just I go there, I ask, and they say, hey, why not? It's a cool idea.
Because they see your smile.
They
and they say yes.
They see the glimpse in my eyes. Yeah. Can I teach yoga here, please?
Yes.
I remember when we went to eat at Havachas, and we asked, can we teach yoga here in summer? And he said, well, why not?
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Why mm-hmm. not?
Yeah,
that's how I do. I never plan. I just go and ask.
Yeah. And then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you see your life in 10, 20 years?
Yeah, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. Because I don't make plans, it's hard to say where I'm heading. But I know I have the dream to... I will keep teaching yoga. And... I want to travel too, so my vision is to have like retreats and workshops a bit all over the world. A bit, I think even Switzerland is going to stay my home base. Earlier mm-hmm. I always wanted to leave Switzerland behind, but now I think I'm going to stay here, but I want to travel. I really want to be in many places throughout the years and be there and give what I have to share. And I'm also going to start working a bit more with my family and my mom, so what she has to teach and to give is really, really inspirational. And I see that we're going to share what we have to give, and it would be...
Do you want to share about what your mom does, or do you want to keep it a little bit secret?
I don't know if I really know how to talk about it. It's always difficult. So... Well, she's a spiritual life coach, that's what I can say, and she, I just know that she brought me to mostly everything I know today. And it was her telling me, well, try meditation, it's mm-hmm. really going to change your life. And I did, and I stick to it because it really does change someone's life. And she is so incredibly wise. It was her goal of life was just to become a wise woman. And she like brings together so much knowledge about so many beautiful topics, and it's just incredible to listen to her mm-hmm. because she makes you feel good mm-hmm. and she brings you back to a place where you remember your worth and where you know that everyone is important, and it's just so touching, and I really want to bring that into the world. Like, she can give.
Did she?
I want to have more people. I want to give more people the chance to have to feel what she has to mm-hmm. share.
Did she teach you self-love? Does it come from her?
Yes, mostly everything, and her biggest source is Abraham Hicks too. Mm-hmm. So I know Abraham because of her. And it gives me a lot.
Yeah. And I had a good question, but I didn't want to.
Sorry,
because it was so interesting. It's not a question actually. Well, you said you wanted to do retreats, and you're doing one this year, right? Already.
Yes, and it was also a thing that I didn't really plan. I just had this, when I journal, I also often journal about dreams and wishes I have, or just mm-hmm. visions
yep.
I want to try to manifest in my life. And I oftentimes don't even speak too much about it until they become what they shall become. I think sometimes it's important to keep your biggest dreams and to nurture them inside of you until they're ready to manifest. And then what I did is I journaled about that, and I imagined how it would be to teach somewhere in the jungle, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a girl who came to my yoga classes came up to me and said she has a place in Sri Lanka where she got asked to bring a yoga teacher or whatever. And so she asked me whether we want to do that together, and I was just like, well... Yeah, that's what I'm dreaming about.
Sri Lanka, let me think about it.
Of course, I'm going to do that. So yeah, I was really happy about that. And then we started planning, and we're going to do that in November.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, of course, just check it out. We're going to be somewhere in the jungle, close to the beach. And I think Sri Lanka is a really, really nice location, place to visit. Before the big crowd comes, you know, and it must be so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to mm-hmm. that.
November,
exactly.
All right, I'll put the link. Do you feel like you need more time sometimes? And if yes, what would you do with more time?
I always need more time. And I am also kind of a person that gets stressed really easily. So I always feel like I don't have enough time for myself to recharge my batteries or whatever. And I always do so many things, and I want to see so many people, and also I want to have time for myself. It tends to get too much. So when I would have more time, what I absolutely want to do is to just be more, to just be, you know, mm-hmm. and to savor more, to enjoy more, to just, you know, when you're calm, then you just enjoy so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't even only want to do it when I have more time. I want to do it already in mm-hmm. my life. I really mm-hmm. want to go towards a direction where I am calmer, where I do less, where I enjoy more.
Do you get recharged from seeing people or from being alone, or both?
From being alone, actually. I need to recharge when I'm alone, and then I go out and, like, I always see it like a cup. When I'm filled up, then I have a lot to give and to share and to meet people and be here and there and talk and have fun. But when I'm empty, then I don't have anything to give, and I'm a bit like angry in the meetings, and I'm a bit exhausted, and then I fight more, you know, and I'm not the good person I want to be. So I have to go back into my cave to recharge, and then I can, and then I come out and I'm the person I want to be and what I want to live and give in the world. But I have to recharge actually on my own. So not even boyfriend allowed.
That's your, what you do for your self-care practice. You are on your own?
I'm on my own, and I do allow myself to go to yoga classes, but then I don't talk. I just take what the teacher is giving me. Yeah, it's yoga. It's a lot of sleep. Mm-hmm. It's good food, treating myself with food, and not always just healthy. Chocolate is self-care too, of course. And movement is always very, very good for me. And sleep, and or I take a bath, I read, I journal, I meditate. Yeah, those are the things I do. And sleep is so important for me.
And same kind of question, but with more money. What would you do with more money?
It's fun. What would I do if I had more money? I'd still teach yoga, actually. I'd travel more because I would have the money for it. I'd travel more, and I'd have a bigger apartment. Mine is really small. And we live there, two of us. So I'd have a bigger apartment. I'd travel more, but I'd still teach. I'd still work. I'd still have my projects here and there, and I'd still share my passion, because I think that's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I feel that very strong.
Yeah. So your passion is teaching yoga. Tell me the style and soon meditation, right? What do you do exactly in your classes?
My yoga is all about flow yoga, because I'm a bit impatient, and when I have to stay too long in a pose, I tend to get a bit
frustrated.
So I love it when things flow. I love to flow in life. I love the flow state in general, when it's just, it feels like effortless, and you go from one to the next. Without like, it's like going downstream in the river and not trying to swim upward, you know? Yes. As soon as you are in the flow, it's like a zone. And then everything is easy. And for me, yoga can really have that. And when I try to create classes, and it doesn't always happen, but I try to focus on the flow. It's the thing I love the most. And I think the thing I am able to teach the best, I think. So that's also when I discovered Insight Flow, which is a yoga style from Yang Ho Kim. It's so related to music, and it's so much flow. It doesn't it could not be more flow than the Insight Flow.
And it's so hard.
It's so powerful. But for me, it's when I'm one with music and yoga and movement and breath. It's my highest. It's my best, and what I love most, and that's what I try to share too in my normal yoga classes. A bit less fast, but also flowy, like unpowerful.
Yeah,
because I am kind of a person that I sometimes need the effort to be able to relax more. When I did a bit of a powerful practice, then my shavasana is so deep and so beautiful and so nurturing. That's just my personality a bit, and that helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. And I will share meditation hopefully soon, when I'm finally going to finish my meditation teacher training. Yeah. I have a bit of work to do there. And meditation is really, really important for me, because I'm also, because I am a very energetic personality, I need the calm. Mm-hmm. I cannot always just power. And when I already had that during my studies, when when I get into a stressed state, it's so difficult for me to go out and come out of it again, because I just, and all my body gets tense. It's a suppressed fear, actually, that I have, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not fast enough, that the others are better, that I won't get it, I will not be enough. It's really that. And when I'm in there, it's so, I hate it. I'm just suffering so much, and my body really doesn't feel good. And so that's why I started to meditate really early, because I knew I'm stressed out so easily. Mm-hmm. Just because I have two or three meetings that day.
And I think you're not the only one.
And I'm not the only one. And this is why I feel like I have, when I started meditating, I didn't tell anyone because I thought it was weird, you know? And today I feel like, okay, it's getting more popular. And I can step out and say I'm a meditation teacher, and maybe some people will feel drawn to it, and maybe I can help someone because he's stressed out too. And I think so many people are. Yeah. And it's just not normal, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And so now is it easy for you to meditate because you do it every day for a few years? Is it easy now?
I think it's something you have to learn, like you learn everything in life. In the beginning, you sit down and you hate it because you have the monkey mind and you feel like you're the worst meditator ever. And like everyone lives that in the beginning, me too. And this is why I did guided meditations for the beginning. That helped me a lot because then I had to listen to something. I kind of concentrated a bit, and only in the end it was a very like floating and free space. But until then, I was ready to dive into meditation. And then also what you have to know about meditation is that you will never just have no thoughts. It's not possible because your mind is made to think.
Yeah.
You will be able, the more you practice, you will be able to calm them a bit and to correct them more easily, to not like only realize after you thought a whole story that you are thinking again, but you will realize when it starts already, I'm thinking again. Okay, let's come back, for example, to a mantra. Let's come back to my focus, to my breath, whatever. You just realize earlier, and then it helps you a lot throughout the day too, because you realize earlier when you go down with your thoughts into a direction you don't want to go to, or like you can correct everything a bit earlier because you're a bit more aware, you're a bit calmer in it, in everything.
Yeah.
And that, I think that can help a lot, because we think a lot of thoughts that are a bit like judgmental at least.
All the time.
All the time, all towards yourself and everyone.
Yeah, yes.
And it's just not a nice thing. It doesn't feel good to think judgmental. It's so much better to think good thoughts, happy thoughts, nurturing thoughts, towards sending love towards yourself and others, and think that and feel that, embody that. And I think that's what we all want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
if you had a really short meditation tip to give to the listener, what would it be to start? If there are people listening who never meditate, what would you tell them to start with?
I think the most important thing is to be effortless. Just chill out. Don't force yourself to think a mantra. Don't force yourself to do anything special. Just don't even sit in a strange seat or whatever. Okay. Sit down comfortably.
Okay.
Make yourself comfortable. It doesn't even have to be a straight back if you're uncomfortable with it, because then you're only going to think about your back, you know, and your seat. You have to be comfortable, and you have to maybe know that no one is going to come in and watch you or whatever. Make yourself a really safe and comfortable space, and then just close your eyes and breathe. That's the only thing. You have to be effortless about it. If you think you're going to think anyway, there is no like key to just stop your thoughts. It's all about softening within and getting easy about the things and trying to calm down. And if it doesn't work, don't judge yourself. That's the only thing. Be effortless.
Mm-hmm. So just sit down comfortably, be aware of your breath.
Be aware of your breath, and whenever you start to think, just bring your focus back to your breath. Mm-hmm. Follow it along, it goes in and out.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes even just sitting down is hard for some people. I know it's been hard for me at the beginning. And
It's like an appointment. You have to make yourself that time. Yeah. And you have to maybe write it into your agenda mm-hmm. or whatever. It mm-hmm. has to be, that self-care has to be as important as every other meeting you have throughout the day. You have to mm-hmm. get up earlier or make mm-hmm. yourself that time, because mm-hmm. you have a ton of things to do apart from that. Of yes. course, everyone has. We are all very busy. It really has to be your first priority.
Yeah.
And then only then you're going to do it.
Yeah. And maybe creating a habit of it, like every day at the same time.
Every day. And it's freaking 15 minutes, you know, and it helps so much. And it's 15 minutes less of television or whatever. You can also meditate in your evening, yeah. whenever you fit it in. But yeah. try to make it a habit, like drinking coffee or whatever. Because
I love it.
Or brushing your teeth. Yes. Only the things that are a habit you do regularly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. I hope it helps for those listening.
I hope so too.
We're going to drift a little bit because she has to go to the next appointment. What did you learn on your journey to entrepreneurship?
Oh, yes. So, I have a few points that I think are really important. And the first one is, I talked about it before already, is nurture your dream. I go to yoga classes to nurture my passion of yoga. I have to keep that alive, because otherwise it's just gonna empty me, that work. And then the second is that I had to learn that nothing has to happen just right now in that moment. Everything needs a bit of time, and that's okay, you know? it's okay. You don't want it to be that way, but it's okay. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. And it's, everyone started out somewhere
yeah.
and had no followers and no people coming to classes in the beginning. And then, just chill out. And then, third thing is, you don't have to be perfect, because we all just want to be so good and perfect from the beginning. But also, the best speakers, the best meditation teachers, the best yoga teachers, they all had to learn it. And no one was perfect in the beginning, and no one is, mm-hmm. not even if they're super famous. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect, and you don't have to be. Don't be so hard to yourself. Learn to value yourself and your work. Also, money-wise, in the beginning, you always, you want to be super cheap, and you want to be like the cheapest one, so people at least come to you. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to start with friends and give them a good price and everything, but also you're not gonna seem to be a better teacher if you're super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start to respect yourself and your value, and you're gonna value your work, you're also gonna be a better teacher, because you just, if you embody that respect for yourself, other people are gonna have that too towards you. And then, stop comparing to others, because it's your superpower that you are unique. I still imitate teachers because I love them and I admire what they do. But also, I realize the more I teach, the more secure I become, the more it's a Sarah yoga thing. And I feel the better are my classes, because it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are coming, they really want my kind of style and not an imitation of someone.
Mm-hmm.
So, find yourself and go into that direction. But it's really, because it's really unique and so precious and beautiful, who you are, everyone. And then take breaks. when I told my boyfriend what I'm gonna say, like take breaks,
yeah.
he was like, I'm gonna print a t-shirt and wear it because you said that. He's the one that sees me never taking breaks. And I'm like, I'm just going to finish that and then I'm going to come for dinner. And yeah, he sees me working all the time and it's so hard for me to take breaks, and that's something I have to learn, and I also want to give to people, like, take breaks. you need it. And last thing, do what's fun for you and not what you think you have to do. You're always going to be better if you have fun in what you do, and it's going to last longer. You're going to have more power. You're going to accomplish more. When it's fun, it's just so much more fun. Yeah, that's more or less what I learned about that time.
Mm-hmm. And if you would see the spark in Sarah's eyes right now, you would know she's speaking the truth.
Thank you. Or my truth,
yeah,
you know?
Your truth. So, two words to your younger self. Was it in one of these tips, or if you had to say only two words?
It's don't worry. Chill out and don't worry. those two words.
Okay, great.
Chill out, don't worry.
Trust in the process.
Trust in the process.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's so hard. And you never know what's going to come.
Mm.
But it's just all about that. Don't worry, because worry doesn't make it easier. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it more enjoyable, the process. It's all going to turn out fine for you, even if it looks really shitty at times. It's all going to turn out good, and you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to, like, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's all going to turn out the way it should.
Yeah. Beautiful. Where can we find you online before I ask my last question?
You can, like I told you, my name is Yogara. You'll find me under this name on Facebook, and then on Instagram and for my homepage, I use my second name too. So I'm called Sara Lea, and I added that to yoga. So my homepage is yogaralea.com, and my Instagram is yogaralea too. So you just find me there. I post a lot of things all the time, so go and check it out.
Beautiful things all the time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad someone says that. Yeah.
So the last question, what is work for you? What does it mean? When are you working and when are you not working?
Well, since I made my passion my profession, it's very hard to say when I am working, because I'm working constantly. I think about work constantly, but also since I don't like to call it work, it's rather like doing what I love or having fun. I really want to have that as my, like, guideline. As long as it is fun, it's good for me. As long as it is fun, I don't get too serious about money and all the things that can make something really, like, hard work. And yeah, as long as it's fun and I love what I do, it's good. And at the moment, I love taking yoga pictures. I love posting stuff that maybe no one reads. Who knows? I love teaching classes. I love creating flows. I love doing yoga. So at the moment, I feel I am in a good place. I also love to learn more. I take teacher trainings whenever I do have the money for it. Like, yeah, as long as I love what I do, it feels like good work in a way. But work, of course.
So where are the places you work at in real life right now?
Mostly I work on my phone and I can do it anywhere. I love to go to cafes because it makes it special, and then I'm not at home where I do a ton of other things too, like everyone. Yeah, I love to go to coffee places, and also I just love to go outdoors. I get inspired a lot when I do a little walk or something, and then I write it down into my phone. I have, like, Word and everything on my phone, and I write big text and everything into my phone. So this is also why I am constantly on my phone. I need to do a phone detox pretty soon. But then I will not work too.
Exactly. Or on paper.
Yeah, like why not?
Yeah, yeah, that would be good for me.
And so you teach at Ahoy Ahoy, Clara, mm-hmm. and half in the summer again?
Half in summertime, exactly. And then I teach in Thun at Yoga Buddha, super, super cute studio in Thun. Then, other projects are our Dryland Yoga Festival that I'm really looking forward mm-hmm. to this year. And
the retreat in November.
The retreat in November, and then sometimes every few months I have workshops coming up, mm-hmm. Inside Flow workshops, or I'm gonna do a kids workshop soon.
Nice.
I'm gonna do, I did a beginner's workshop. Like, I'm building up on doing a bit more workshops from time to time.
Great.
To have a bit more time to share things.
Great. Thank you,
Great.
Sarah.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was really cool. I like that spark and that smile.
Thank
That's
you.
The only reason
you
I
made me
meet.
Feel good. Thank you.
Come to her classes. Okay, thank you for listening. See you soon.